some of the biggest companies in the United States are promising to hire and train refugees from Afghanistan. About 40,000 Afghans have arrived in the country this month alone. Amazon, Uber, UPS, and Pfizer are among 33 companies that have made a pledge to find them jobs. Hamdi Ulakaya is founder of the coalition. He's also the CEO of the yogurt company Chobani. Hamdi, welcome back to Here and Now.
Good to be with you, Peter. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. And you call this the Tent Coalition for Afghan Refugees. Why are you doing this?
It works because of my experience at Chobani. You know, when we started our company in upstate New York in Utica and hired everyone who used to work in that plant, I saw how life has changed. And that was not a refugee work for me. That was just a community work. You know, I was in there and the people needed to have a job and having a hard time to access a job. We just made it easy. And when later on, you know, Syrian issue broke up, and I'm Kurdish, and I thought if I can mobilize businesses to hire them, train them, basically that's how it started in 2016. Today, we are over 170 multinational large companies and trying to expand because this model really works.
Tell me about the types of work that these people can do at your company and some of these other companies, because, you know, you got to match up what their skills are with the jobs right. that are available.
That's right. So often when they leave with nothing. That includes proof of their education, proof of their experiences. So when they come to a new community, they just look for anything they can find. But you have engineers, doctors, nurses. So our goal is to get them to work what they deserve, you know, what they've been educated for. And it's a loss at the same time. So there are NGOs that we connect to that they go back and, you know, prove their experiences. But some of them, the companies, they really need to pay attention, especially on the HR side, to, you know, what the skill sets are. But in the beginning, all they want is to start from somewhere. And of course, these companies are extremely mindful of making sure that these are humane conditions, not underpaid. And at the same time, you know, there are some obstacles like languages, you know, understanding the community and society. So this is a process, but in the end, it's to get them what they deserve to be.
In this economy, we've seen a lot of industries struggling to find workers. And I don't know if that's something that you've experienced at Chobani, but do you think these refugees could help fill that void?
For sure. Because what we see, Peter, now is something that we had not seen before. We have coalition. But this time, our coalition is wider and deeper, and it was easier, and it was fast. There are a couple of reasons for that. One is military and veterans. On this topic, we got united. You know, we call them allies. These are the people who helped our soldiers and our leadership. And they feel like this is our duty. The other effect is job market, like you said. We need passionate, hardworking people to come and help us out during these tough times.
When you said that U.S. service members and veterans helped people sort of understand the importance of giving a safe haven or home for these Afghan refugees, it made me think that, you know, this situation that's happening at the U.S.-Mexico border right now with Haitian migrants, you know, they've been rounded up by U.S. agents using horses. They've been deported without a chance to file an asylum claim. And a lot of people are saying, well, look at the different way that the Haitians have been treated compared to the Afghans, with open arms. Do you see a difference at all between these two groups of people?
The topic of refugees is really defined by international law. And the border topic is migrations. So technically, these are two different topics. And of course, the human treatment of all people is essential, is extremely important. And understanding the reason is extremely important. But just understand the cross-migrations and refugees are two different topics.
Certainly. I understand from a legal perspective that they are. At the same time, I think that, you know, 6 years ago when we last talked, we were talking about Syrian refugees. That was during the Obama administration. So much has happened politically and economically in that time. As a country, we've experienced so much. And I just wonder if you don't think that we as a country have sort of lost progress in the way that we treat refugees and migrants.
definitely there has been an enormous amount of backlash and going backward. And the population and people in this country has responded mindfully to that. And these border pictures that we see, it breaks our heart. You know, we see children, mothers, and these are people are suffering. I'm hoping that politically we come down to a place where at least we don't label people, at least we don't use these topics for political gains or political reasons. So it's not easy. These topics are extremely difficult, but at least we can start from somewhere.
Hamdi Ulukaya is CEO of Chobani. He's also co-founder of the Tent Coalition for Afghan Refugees. Hamdi, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Peter.